Boston's mayoral candidates, city councilors Anissa Esaibe-George and Michelle Wu, debated one-on-one last night for the first time with less than 3 weeks to go before Election Day. In the debate hosted by WBZ, the candidates clashed on housing, policing, and how to fix the city's schools. Joining us now is WBUR's senior political reporter, Anthony Brooks. Good morning, Anthony.
Hi, Rupa.
Okay, so give us a sense of how this debate played out.
Well, pretty much like the whole campaign has been playing out. I mean, these are two candidates who agree on a lot. And in fact, at the start of the debate, debate moderator John Keller had to prod them two or three times to get specific about their most significant differences. But I'd say the biggest difference is probably their view on what city government can do. Wu has this sweeping progressive agenda that includes universal pre-K, affordable child care, a Green New Deal. And she talks about the urgency of the moment, how the pandemic has brought to light deep inequities in Boston. So here's how Wu put it last night.
There is no time left when it comes to fighting for that vision of our future that includes climate justice, that will stabilize families in our homes, that will connect people to the opportunities that our economy needs as we're recovering from this pandemic. I'm proud to be doing that work and to have an unmatched track record in terms of delivering and getting results.
Now, Esaibe-George also talks about some big issues like public safety and improving schools, but she's much more focused on the smaller details of governing, of doing the work, as she puts it, from filling potholes to getting the school buses to run on time. And she's been critical of Wu's agenda, calling it pie in the sky. So here she is early in the debate talking about the work that she's done on homelessness.
I've done it at Mass and Cass. I have been on our streets working with our people one person at a time, one street at a time, one community at a time. This work is too important to simply do behind a podium at City Hall. It has to be done in community.
How about specific policy differences between the two?
Well, one big difference that came out last night was on policing. Wu has talked forcefully about redirecting some police funding toward public health. Esaibe-George has backed a program of co-responders in which mental health experts respond to some 9/11 calls when appropriate. But she actually favors hiring more police and criticizes Wu for wanting to defund the police. The two also disagreed on housing, and there the flashpoint is over rent control. Wu wants to bring it back to prevent low-income people from being priced out of their homes. But Esaibe-George says rent control will cause people to disinvest in the city and make the housing crunch even worse.
Rent control is not the answer. It is not the fix to the challenge here in the city. And I'd like to understand how Michelle will put rent control in place here in the city of Boston and how she'll protect those small landlords that are such an important part of our city.
So what does Wu say to that?
Well, for one thing, she gives it a different name and calls it rent stabilization. Wu says too many residents are being driven out of their neighborhoods, so the next mayor needs to take a whole bunch of steps, including building more affordable housing and boosting home ownership. But she says all that will take time. So she says that the city needs to try everything, including rent control, which she says also needs to be on the table.
It's not enough to sit back and wait while families get pushed out. We need rent stabilization to keep people in their homes and address the emergency of displacement that is all across our city.
So this debate took place on the same day that WBUR released a new poll showing Wu with a 32-point lead over Esaibe-George. So it seems like it was an important opportunity for Esaibe-George to try to shake things up. Do you think last night's debate helped her?
You know, it's hard to say. It certainly didn't hurt her. Esaibe-George certainly held her own with Wu, and the debate gave a lot of folks who might not be familiar with her an opportunity to see her. But if that poll is correct and Wu has that kind of lead, the other question is, did Wu do anything to hurt herself? And I don't think she did. You know, our poll showed Wu leading across the city among white voters, Black, Latino, and Asian voters. And it showed her with very high favorability numbers, more popular than Governor Charlie Baker. So absent some kind of mishap or calamity in the debate, debates rarely alter the basic contours of a political race. So if Wu was the front runner going into last night's debate, it's safe to say that she's probably still the front runner this morning.
WBUR's senior political reporter, Anthony Brooks, thank you.
My pleasure, Rupa.